From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with thumb picker Parker Hastings. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 491st live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the 2015 Thumb Picker of the Year, Parker Hastings. Parker's been lucky enough to meet and learn from some of the very best. He looks to his guitar heroes of the past, such as Chet Atkins, Merle Travis, and Jerry Reed, as well as his guitar heroes of the present, such as Tommy Emmanuel, Eddie Pennington, Pat Curtley, and so many others. Parker thanks them for continuing to be role models, mentors, and friends. Folks, welcome to Red Barn Radio, Parker Hastings.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a little song called 7.1, and the guitar player who wrote that lived in San Francisco at the time of the 1989 earthquake, hence the name 7.1.
So. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, and tonight we have with us Parker Hastings, and Parker's from Richmond, Kentucky. Parker, you're just killing me. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
I really like hearing you play the fast ones, right? Because it kind of shows your chops and your rhythm and your...
Right, but I like to have a little soul, too, and play some slow stuff.
I was just going to say, you really love the slow tunes. It shows your musicality, just a real maturity of, if you don't mind me saying that,
sure.
The real maturity of your playing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're 15, and you have sensibilities about the way you strike notes and the way you express phrases and stuff that's just beautiful.
Well, thank you. I think
really.
It's truly a gift. And
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Are you being sarcastic?
Or no,
I'm
being
serious. I agree. I mean, I really feel it is. It's not necessarily something that you learn from a teacher.
No, it's a special gift that needs to be shared. And
yeah. Well, it's nice to have you here, sharing it here. Why don't you tell us, first of all, about the tune you wrote about your grandparents' house?
Going to my grandparents' house, it's always a special place, and it's the time where you can relax, where it's quiet, and sometimes where it's noisy when you got cousins running around, or, you know, everything happens at your grandparents' house, and you always make special memories there, and so I couldn't think of a better way to do it than put it into a song.
Yeah. And so I was curious about when you wrote that piece, did you sort of have images in your mind, particular images that you were latching onto when you wrote it that go with the musical phrases, or did you just really want to write something upbeat?
You know, it's kind of funny because when I was writing it, I could actually hear the words in it, is what happens to me. Like I'm going to grandma's house.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Did you ever think about putting lyrics to it?
When I play it, I always sing them in my head, but I've never written them down is the problem.
Okay, now I know we haven't put you to the your vocals to the test or anything, but you have a very nice speaking voice.
Thank
the
you.
Little phrase you just sang there I thought was pretty nice. Do you think about adding singing to your...
Well, I do sing some, and I...
You do? I haven't heard you sing before.
Well, I do plan to sing some tonight, too.
Yes! So. Excellent. Okay, good.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to you, Shine. Do you need a new mule skinner down on your new mud line? Hey, hey. Gonna do a little bit of the mule skinner blues. Well, I'm going to town, honey. What do you want me to bring you back? Bring you back. Bring me a pint of cold hard booze and a John B. Stetson hat. That's that. Hey, hey. Gonna do a little bit of the mule skinner blues. Woman, go and turn your damper down. Turn it down. Oh, if you ain't got no damper, woman, you better turn your bread around. It's getting brown. Hey, hey. Gonna do a little bit of the mule skinner blues. Now, hey there, little water boy, get your butt up off the ground. Pick up that bucket of water, son. Throw that bucket round. Load if you don't like your job. Then lay that bucket down on the ground. Hey, hey. Gonna do a little bit of the mule skinner blues. Mule skinner. Mule skinner blues. Mule Skinner blues. Hey, hey. Gonna do a little bit of the Mule Skinner blues. Thank you.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with Parker Hastings on Red Barn Radio.
When folks are going to come on the program to play like traditional American finger-picking music, sometimes I feel like I'm going back to an assignment that I started a long time ago, didn't quite finish. I've gone back and back to Chet Atkins and Merle Travis and, you know, read about them. And like I told you, I've listened to some stuff from the records and whatnot.
Right.
Man, what a different time we live in now where we just don't go and get a record of Merle Travis. We can go and watch a YouTube video.
You can watch him playing in concert.
See him actually play.
I think I have the advantage up on all the other guys that play this style because they had to learn with the record and, you know, stacking the coins on the record to slow it down. But now
yeah,
I can just click a button on the internet and slow a video down and actually watch it.
You are learning some new 21st century type skills. You don't discount what you do. Ultimately, it still comes down to the same thing, right? Are you willing to
practicing,
do the work? Put in the time and work at it. What's amazing, you know, when you actually get to see a video, for somebody like me who doesn't play that type of or speed of guitar, mm-hmm. I go to the YouTube video and it's like, it really is just one guitar. Because so many times it sounds like an orchestra
or some type
guitars.
Of recording trick, too.
Yeah, right. Which it always could have been. But what we see when we watch someone who takes on this style of playing is just how much left hand movement there is. How much is going on with that?
Well, there's a lot going on with the left, but there's also a lot going on with the right.
Yeah, but it's so much more controlled.
it's almost as if my hands know what they're doing themselves. It's like they have a mind of their own.
That's nice. That's happened, though, because of the amount of time that you put into the instrument.
Right, and a lot of it's muscle memory, too.
Yeah, sure.
Because sometimes I don't even have to look down and watch what I'm doing. But most of it comes naturally, but that comes with a lot of practice, too.
If you could talk to us just a little bit about the sort of unique picking styles of some of the players that you model your playing after, and I'm thinking mm-hmm. about Chet Atkins, Merle Travis, Jerry Reed. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about each one of them.
Well, Merle, he was the one who made it popular, and he had his own sound and style, and he played with just his thumb and one finger, his index finger.
And what did he make popular?
Thumb picking. Itself.
Yes, thumb picking, good.
Thumb picking in Western Kentucky in Muhlenberg County. He kind of had his own sound, and it was a heavy boom chick, is what they called
it. Are you going to show? Good.
So that kind of thing.
That's a classic Merle sound. At least the little sample you played there, I don't mm-hmm. hear a lot of those real jazzy sixth and ninth type chords.
Well, those chords hadn't been discovered yet. They were waiting to be uncovered.
Really?
And that's where Chet kind of came in, because Chet used Merle's techniques, but he made his own sound out of it. So he had things like... Mr. Sandman, bring me a... Yeah, anyways, he had the alternating thumb with... where your thumb is going back and forth.
That was Chet.
Yes, that was Chet. And then...
Tell folks a little more about Chet.
Chet was a unique character. He was considered the country gentleman, which was kind of his trademark. And as good of a guitar player was, he was almost as great of a producer, too. And he... was the head of RCA Studios for a while, and he liked to collaborate with lots of other artists, too. Yeah, thank you.
What do you know about Chet's thing about the certified guitar player?
I think that's a pretty special award that he only gave to several people, one being himself, right?
And Jerry. Well, he made it up, right?
Right. And he gave one to Jerry Reed, John Knowles, Tommy Emmanuel, Steve Warner, and Paul Yandell, too.
And yes, Yandell, right, the guy who was in his band, right?
Yeah, was with him for many years.
He made up this award and then just started doling it out to his friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the ones, the guitar then, right, players that he admired.
That's right, yeah. And when did Chet Atkins pass?
I think it was in 2001.
Around 2001, okay. Yeah. Which was a year after you were born.
Right.
People have gotten that award since his death, like Tommy Emmanuel.
Gave them the award himself.
Yeah, but the idea of the award is just that this is just
a unique award given by Chet Atkins.
By the most special of all.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Chet himself, yeah.
Okay, and tell us about Jerry Reed. What was Jerry Reed's unique thing?
He was considered the wild man. He always had a little funk to his music, and he was an actor too. Smokey and the Bandit and things like that. But. I mean, he just had the funk to it.
I think of all of them as being rooted in sort of country music. And was Reed sort of the most country of them all, or was he the most rock of them all?
Well, you could say either of that.
Yeah.
He was his own person. I call it Jerry style, things like when something's funked up and it's got a little Jerry flavor to it.
Oh, that's fun. Do you play other kinds of music?
Well, I do play a little bluegrass and some blues, too. But, that stuff is always stuff that it's more fun to have a band playing with you when you do that stuff, somebody backing you. But that's why I like thumb picking so much, is because you don't need a band. I mean, your band is in your two hands.
Yeah, you are the band. So do you have an electric guitar, too?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, I figured so. Is it a big hollow body type instrument?
I play Gretsch guitars. I've got a few other guitars too, but Gretsch is my favorite electric guitar.
Do you have an endorsement?
Actually, I do.
You do?
The guitar I'm playing right now is a Wallace guitar, and they're made in Niota, Tennessee, all handmade from start to finish by David Wallace himself. These are pretty special guitars because they're made in the USA. All the wood comes from here, and it's American made. So
no rainforest wood on that, I guess.
No. <Right? laughs> And this wood is actually spalted maple and on the back and sides, and western cedar on the top. So
it's a beautiful instrument. Yeah,
thank you. Kentucky, there's a fella mighty lucky by the way he makes a guitar moon. Hanging around, singing around the country store, just picking like a chicken, just to picking up corn. And every gal in the county gathers all around him, cause he's got rhythm in his bones. The feet start scooting to the shuffling drag every time I hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. It gets a moaning tone, it gets a grumbling groan. When he gets to picking and plucking the strings, he can make a deacon do the buck and wing. All the fat and the skinny do a little shimmy, and the heads start to wiggle and wag. The feet start scooting to the shuffle and drag every time you hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. It gets a moaning tone, it gets a grumbling groan. Well, he can make a jackrabbit chase a hound, he can make a deacon lay the good book down. All the fat and the skinny do a little shimmy, and the heads start to wiggle and wag. The feet start scooting to the shuffling drag every time I hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. Every time I hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. Thank you. Here's another song that Merle played in the spirit of Kentucky.
A lot of words sound the same, with a different meaning you see. But here's a new way to spell heaven, just according to me. You take a K and an E, an N and a T, a U and a C-K-Y. That spells Kentucky, and that means paradise. You take a chicken and you kill it, you put it in the skillet and you fry it up a golden brown. That's southern cooking, and it's mighty nice. Well, it don't cover a lot when you look on a map. Now, I didn't study no geography when I was sitting on my mammy's lap. You take a K and an E, an N and a T, a U and a C-K.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Parker Hastings. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Parker Hastings after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Well, it don't cover a lot when you look on a map. Now, I didn't study no geography when I was sitting on my mammy's lap. You take a K and an E, an N and a T, a U and a C-K-Y. And that spells Kentucky, and that means paradise. You take a K and an E, an N and a T, a U and a C-K-Y. That spells Kentucky, and that means paradise. Yeah, that's Kentucky, and that means paradise.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Parker Hastings. This is Red Barn Radio.
It's a mini, a man I've seen in my day, who've lived just to labor his whole life away. Like a fiend with his dope and a drunkard his wine, a man will have lust for the lure of the mind. And I hope when I'm gone and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner a dig in my bones. Where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where danger is doubled and pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. sails are just like wings. You can fly from things, run before the wind. Lord, let it blow, let it rock me slow while I sleep below, dreaming dreams that only sailors know. It will soothe your mind, smooth away your lines. Just set your clock back on your own time. And if you sail with me, we will find the sea. We will find our love over again. Just set your clock back on your own time. And if you sail with me, we will find the sea. We will find our love over again.
The last tune you played, I didn't hear your introduction to it, but is that tune by John Hall?
Yes.
The guy from Orleans, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Chet and Steve Warner played it together.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Is that where you first heard it?
I first heard Steve Warner play it when I got to see him in concert in Rentrow Valley when I was about 8 years old.
That is a beautiful song. Oh, it's one of my very favorite Orleans
mine too.
Songs. Have you ever heard the Orleans version?
I think I may have.
You must
before,
hear it, because he does pretty much the same. But he was a great guitar player, too, John mm-hmm. Hall. He played lead guitar with Janis Joplin. And yeah, he was like, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, he was Mr. Guitar Man.
Yeah.
And anyways, great songwriter, too. But what a great choice that was. It was just a treat for me to hear that. We were talking earlier about, you know, how young people today learning an instrument, whether it's guitar or whatever, the tuba, they'll learn from YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure guitar YouTube videos are more entertaining than tuba ones.
Well, there's tons out there. It's amazing how many videos you can find, even of the tuba, too.
There are probably some amazing guys out there doing amazing, you know, innovative things with the tuba.
Yeah.
But you have learned a lot that way?
I will say I steal a lot that way. Yes.
Well, that's okay.
Well, and I think Chet called it petty theft, so.
Is there a particular online guitar teacher that you've connected with, or are you just in
general?
Well,
not particularly. Like I said, there's tons of things out there that I kind of pick and choose from and take what I like and leave what I don't, so.
You ever done a lesson remotely?
I have done, actually, with Pat Kirtley, who I think you said was on the show before.
Yeah, Pat's been on the show.
I've done a little work with him through FaceTime, and that's always a cool thing, too, because, you know, you didn't have that type of technology even 10 years ago.
That's right. Well, they had it 10 years ago, but it didn't work, right?
True.
Everybody was like, well, sure, you can do this, and you'd be like, what? Yeah. We cannot. And what about you? Do you have any students?
I do not. I'm still learning, so.
Well, that's okay. Teachers will always tell you they're lifelong learners.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you just feel that that's not something you want to be giving your time to? Or I'm sure there are young kids who'd love to learn from you.
Well, yeah, I haven't put too much thought into that, in teaching.
Yeah, just not yet.
Not yet, but.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Parker Hastings on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
When I started thumb picking, to have a great teacher who's actually, he lived in Richmond, but he was from Letcher County, Kentucky, which is way, way east.
Oh, yeah, right, down by Whitesburg.
Yeah.
So tell us about your first teacher.
Well, his name was Adrian Hughes, and he was a wonderful guy. He played everything by ear. He would learn something from the records or from something that he just heard, and he could play it on the guitar. And so it was a pretty neat story that there was a guy that I met him through when I was in a music store, and I actually played for Adrian over the phone. So after I was done playing for him over the phone, he said, well, why don't you come over to my house on Monday night, and we'll play together, and we'll jam.
We'll pick some.
Yeah, so I went that Monday night, and that was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because that's what got me into the style, and I learned from him. I learned so much from him. The one thing that he always told me that stuck with me is to Parker be Parker, that it's important to, you know, find my own person and be myself through music, but also through life. So
yeah, that's a great thing for a teacher to impart.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you hooked up with this teacher?
I was about 11 or 12, and I was taking lessons from him for, I'd say, a good 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. Yeah.
Did you move from him to another teacher?
No, he's the last teacher that I've had. Unfortunately, he passed away back in the fall, and that was kind of sad for me, but I want to carry on his legacy and carry on what he's showed me and taught me. So
I'm sure he would be terrifically happy knowing that you are doing this and doing it so well. there are young people listening who are like, well, yeah, sure, I'd love to play that good, but I have a life. I have other things that I like to do other than practice.
Well, I would almost think of my playing guitar as being a substitute for video games. You know, most kids play video games or do other things, play sports, but I play sports too. Guitar was just something that I always wanted to do, and I don't know, there's just something inside of me that I always wanted to play the guitar, and so there never was a time where my parents had to tell me that I needed to practice, because it was always me wanting to learn and just find new things to play. And
well, aren't they lucky parents?
Well, now they're having to tell me to put the doggone thing away and go to bed.
It was never for you an issue.
It was never a challenge for me to practice. It's challenging to practice, but it was never a challenge to get me to practice.
Okay, good. All right, so, good. Good clarification on that. Do you believe in the rudiments? You've got to. You must believe in, like, rudiments, basic fundamental skills.
Oh, yeah.
And working on those fundamental
skills.
Those
are the building blocks. I mean, yeah.
That's what you're supposed to say. Show us maybe a couple of examples of some rudiments that are maybe part of your routine practice or something that you do on a regular basis. Keep your chops
up. The style
up.
That I play, I always keep the thumb moving. When I first started thumb picking, it was almost got to the point where I would sit in front of the TV and just keep the thumb going and then add the melody with your fingers.
That was nice.
Windy and warm.
Yes, yeah. Right. I was asking about that earlier, yeah, because it's so familiar. You keep the thumb moving when you're working on your instrument. Mm-hmm. You even work with it even when you're maybe watching some stupid TV. What are some other sort of fundamental things that young players should make a part of their practicing regimen?
Playing songs, learning songs, listening to other music is the most important thing. And how, let's say, for instance, how Chet would play something versus how Tommy would play something. They both play it similar, but they both have their own spin. And I think it's important when you're learning to listen to the original version, listen to somebody else's version, and then listen to somebody else's version. Ear training is important too.
Some students get a lot out of listening. Other students need to actually do something manually, need to do, like right. We talked about muscle memory.
Right.
What are some things you could do maybe on that side to develop the muscle memory, you know, left hand exercises? You talked about your right hand and keeping the thumb moving.
Yeah, the right hand, the left hand exercises, there's certain licks and things that I like to do.
Yeah,
like,
do some of them. So if you're just starting the instrument,
try that.
There's an example of something you could try.
Try
just
that.
Just do it over and over again, and it'll get easier.
Jerry's Breakdown too. That's a great one.
All right.
Get your left hand going as well as your right hand. So.
Parker Hastings, folks. I'd like to thank our guest, Parker, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'm glad you could bring your dad and mom, Greg and Denise, with you. We've had such a great time. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those of you who came tonight to listen here in the studio. The Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and more information about the guests on our program, both tonight's and future guests and past guests. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker, and you've been listening to Red Barn Radio, and we're going to have Mr. Parker Hastings, 15-year-old guitar phenom from Richmond, Kentucky, come out and play one more tune for us. Parker Hastings.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being on the show tonight, and I appreciate you for having me on. Well, I want to finish out with what's considered the national anthem to all the thumb pickers. This one's called Cannonball Rag. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Parker Hastings for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.